Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Moon Museum. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On November 15, 1969, a mysterious NASA engineer known only as John F. snuck a dick pic-looking scribble and five other drawings into Apollo 12's lunar lander. 5 days later, this tiny tile gallery, known as the Moon Museum, would land on said moon, staying in the lander and ostensibly permanently on the moon itself. One artwork in this whimsical moon museum would stand out in a bizarre way, contributing to what might be the first permanent lunar dick pic, well, that we know of, existing on the moon. Want to hear about it? Of course you do. Apollo 12 was the sixth crewed flight in the United States Apollo program and the second to land on the moon, and did so successfully on November 19, 1969. It's interesting to note that when Commander Charles Pete Conrad Jr., the shortest man of the initial groups of astronauts, stepped onto the lunar surface, his first words were, quote, "Whoopee! Man, that may have been a small one for Neil, but that's a long one for me." This phrase didn't come out of nowhere, though. Conrad made a $500 bet with reporter Oriana Fallaci that he would say these words after she had asked if NASA had scripted Neil Armstrong's famous moon landing catchphrase, quote, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Conrad, a play on that saying, later said he was never able to collect the money from Fallaci, which is, in my opinion, disappointing. But back to dick pics. You see, the phallic scribble launched on Apollo 12 wasn't just any drawing. It was a piece of art by Andy Warhol. Warhol was one of six artists whose miniature drawings were allegedly smuggled onto the moon on the Apollo 12 mission, in what was called a moon museum, a small ceramic tile 3/4 by 1/2 inch that contained original art by six prominent artists from the late 1960s, including Andy Warhol, Robert Rauschenberg, Dave Navros, John Chamberlain, Claes Oldenburg, and Forrest Myers, the guy who organized the whole project. Robert Rauschenberg's drawing is a single, minimal line. Dave Navros is a black square with thin white lines intersecting it. John Chamberlain drew an original pattern, kind of looks like a waffle. Claes Oldenburg, who was in a Mickey Mouse phase at the time, drew a geometric variation on Mickey Mouse. Forrest Myers created a computer-generated drawing, and Andy Warhol created, well, a drawing of a penis. Quote, "He was being the terrible bad boy," said Forrest Myers in an interview. Warhol himself claims the doodle is merely his initials, artfully arranged. But, I mean, if you look at it, it's a penis. On that note, let's take a break. The identity of the artists in the Moon Museum was initially kept under wraps until both John Chamberlain and Claes Oldenburg confirmed through representatives that they did, in fact, contribute drawings. At the time, the, quote, "Moon Museum project" was widely considered the first piece of artwork to ever grace the moon's surface, and would stay there, thanks to the moon's lack of atmosphere. But that's, of course, again, still up for debate. Why? Because it's important to note that NASA never approved the artwork's intergalactic travel agenda. It was all under the table. The tile making its way from artist to engineer to lunar lander to the moon, moving in secret through those who wanted to see the Moon Museum to fruition. Forrest Myers stated that, quote, "My idea was to get six great artists together and to make a tiny little museum that would be on the moon. NASA, or they in his quote, never said no. I just couldn't get any of them to say anything." The initiative went forward in an almost completely undocumented way after Myers resolved to smuggle the Moon Museum on board, using back channels through very cool NASA engineers to make his art on the moon dream a reality. This, of course, makes it hard to verify the tile's existence on the moon. The only proof we have is a mysterious engineer who swore he would send Myers a telegram when the Moon Museum was covertly placed on the Apollo 12 lander. So, at 3:35 p.m. on November 12, 1969, less than 2 days before Apollo 12 took off, Myers received a mysterious telegram at his house from Cape Canaveral. It was from a sender, an anonymous sender, we still don't know the actual identity of, named John F. The telegram stated, quote, "You're on, A-OK, all systems go."
history is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.